Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
You guys are the best.
7 to 10 a.m.
You dangerous.
Hot Radio Maine.
Thank you. I love you.
Bye.
Love you too.
Maine's Hit Music Show.
We got Bryce and Tiller tickets that we're going to give away right now. May 30th, he's going to be at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. If you would like to attend, 207-807-1104. We could make that happen for free, but you got to answer our Would You Rather for Wednesday. Would You Rather Wednesday? Tara?
Man, my voice has been killing me this last few months.
Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or a watermelon? Are you going big or small?
I'm going small. I'm going tennis ball.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I think aesthetically, watermelon would probably be the way to go because you'd look ridiculous with a tennis ball head.
Yeah, you would.
But I'm just thinking about my struggle the last few months with sinuses and the sore throat and just trying to beat this cough. And I just think it would be that much worse if my head was that much bigger.
Oh, now that is a good point.
So just keep it all nice and small and tight in a tennis ball. Let's do that.
See, I was thinking I would rather have a head the size of a watermelon, but rather than having it like a Hey Arnold football head, I would turn it the other way.
So it would be
I feel like,
that
wouldn't be as distracting.
Are you talking about like front to back or top to bottom?
No, I don't want to look like an aardvark. I want to look like top to bottom. Like I want my head to look like an elongated grape.
Okay.
I think that I could disguise that better, maybe. Because if it's going from out this side to side, like, Hey Arnold, that's like, whoa, can you fit through the door? I don't know.
All right. So we're going tennis ball head or watermelon head. You got to choose one. 207-807-1104. Answer the Would You Rather. You'll be in the running for Bryce and Tiller tickets. Autumn and Sanford, would you rather go with the watermelon head or the tennis ball head?
Probably a watermelon head. Bigger brains, baby.
Bigger what?
Brains.
Oh!
That doesn't necessarily correlate, though. Aren't there animals with huge heads that have peanut brains?
I don't know.
Yeah, but not me. Not me, though.
Not you. Not you. All right. Linda and Biddeford, would you rather have a watermelon head or a tennis ball head?
I think I'd rather have a watermelon head.
I'm the only one going tennis ball, huh? Why are you choosing watermelon?
I don't know. I think it looks cooler than a tennis ball.
All right. You don't want to have a little tiny head.
I don't want to have a little. I don't know. Maybe not. My head's kind of tiny, though, so.
You already have a tiny head.
Yeah, my head's kind of tiny, so I guess I tried out the watermelon.
Yeah, why not try something new?
Either way, it's going to be tough to find, right. Like, head accessories. Like, actually, you probably have
but
better.
It's like a cute. It is a cute accessory.
Well, you'd probably have better luck finding hats for the tennis ball. You could use, like, doll hats.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that. Okay, so maybe for the sense of accessories, but I'm still going to go with the watermelon.
All right. We're still sticking with watermelon.
Have you seen Beetlejuice? I don't want to have a tiny head.
Yeah. When's the new Beetlejuice coming out? That should be coming out soon.
I don't know.
I know. I can't wait to see it. And the new Crow. That's going to be cool.
Super cool. Christina in South Berwick, would you rather have a tennis ball head or a watermelon head?
Tennis ball.
Oh, a tennis ball head. And why?
I just feel like the smaller it is, like I can add things to make it look bigger.
Oh.
You know, wigs, hats, things like that. I feel like if it was big, though, you can't really make that look any smaller.
Yeah, I don't know how you would.
You wouldn't.
That's so true.
Just have a giant head.
You'd have to have people cut up your head and eat your watermelon.
Okay.
Exactly.
To make it smaller, scoop watermelon balls. But then they could pour vodka in it and make a alcoholic fruit salad in your head.
Yep. If I drink, that would definitely work.
Remember the movie Hannibal where they like open up his brain?
I don't really watch scary movies.
Oh.
I don't remember that, but was that the sequel to Silence of the Lambs?
I don't know, sequel or prequel, but it was in that series.
Silence of the Lambs was disturbing enough for me, but I remember seeing this clip from that movie where he's eating a piece of brain on an airplane.
Ugh.
I don't remember what you said, but that scene was enough, and I said, I will never be watching this movie.
What I said, they spoofed in the scary movies.
Huh?
They spoofed that scene where his brain opens up in scary movie,
oh,
too.
Oh, they do? I don't remember that.
Anyways, are you a Bryson Tiller fan?
Yeah.
Would you like to go to the show?
Anyways, are you still there?
I would love to. Yes, I would love to.
All right. Well, we're going to, for listening to us ramble, we're hooking you up. You're going. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
May 30th, you're in the building, MGM Music Hall, to see Bryson Tiller. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
On Thursday, the Lewiston community is invited to Simmered Payne Memorial Park to mark the six-month anniversary of the worst mass shooting in Maine history. Organizers said it will be an opportunity to honor and remember those lost and those who survived. People are encouraged to wear blue, a color that has united Lewiston. The commemoration event will begin at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. The Senate passed legislation Tuesday that would force TikTok's China-based parent company to sell the social media platform under the threat of a ban. The bill now goes to President Biden, who has backed the TikTok proposal and has said he will sign the bill as soon as he gets it. ByteDance will have 9 months to sell TikTok and a possible 3-month extension if a sale is in progress.
Do you think much would change if they sell it, or will it be exactly the same and just have new owners? Because remember what happened with Twitter? It's completely different. It's X, but no one calls it that.
Yeah, let's not sell it to Elon Musk.
No.
Let's keep that away from him. I enjoy TikTok right now. I don't even know what's going on Twitter/X, whatever it's called. I heard that they were trying to launch a video platform to make it more like YouTube now. They were going to charge new users to get rid of bots. It just seems like an absolute mess. We shall see, though, if TikTok does get banned. If it's going to happen, it's going to be like 9 months away. So you got time to still put up your funny dance videos and such. And follow us on TikTok at Hot Radio Maine. Shameless
good
plug.
Idea.
Hannaford Supermarkets announced Tuesday it has expanded a recall of some store brand ground beef products due to possible E. coli contamination. The recall includes 80% and 85% lean ground beef sold from April 4th to 16th at select stores in Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. And they're saying check your freezers, because if you froze some ground beef, throw that out as well.
Yeah, so I may have eaten this and we don't know, because we went grocery shopping and I feel like ground beef goes bad fairly quickly. So it's usually something I just pop in the freezer. It's easy to cook while frozen, or doesn't take long to defrost. So we made burrito bowls this weekend and then we threw away the wrapper. And we've gone to Hannaford and other stores since then. So we're trying to find, we don't remember whose card we put it on. Looking at the card statements, can't remember which trip was for what. So I may have ingested this ground beef.
Well, it's just out of abundance of caution. So you should be fine. I feel like I definitely ate this ground beef, and I rarely buy ground beef.
The one time you do.
So HelloFresh, we do that each week, and they sent us the meals and they forgot all of the meat in the mail.
Wait, that's crazy.
For, I want to say it was 2 weeks ago, which would have been right around this time.
Well, please tell me you filed a claim.
Yeah, you filed a claim. They give you a little bit of a refund a good portion of it for the week. But we had all the other ingredients, and ironically, all three of the meals had ground beef in it. So I just went to the store, got ground beef, and used that for the three meals.
Did you make that curly Q pasta with the ground beef in it?
Actually, I think we did. Yeah.
That one is so good.
What is it? Cavatappi?
Cavatappi?
Yeah, something like that it's called. Yeah, that one's a good one. That was actually one of the meals for sure.
I knew it.
But I didn't noticeably get sick. I just have the regular stomach issues.
Just your regular day-to-day problems?
Exactly. The world's largest 3D printer is at UMaine.
What?
Then on Tuesday, the university unveiled one that is 4 times larger. They already had the world's largest printer, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. And then they said, oh yeah, we're going to outdo ourselves. 4 times larger. The printer's frame fills up a large building in which it's housed on the UMaine campus and can print objects 96 feet long by 32 feet wide by 18 feet high. So there's a shortage of both affordable housing and workers to build homes. And the university wants to show how homes can be constructed nearly entirely by a printer with a low carbon footprint. So they're other printer that was the world's largest before this was unveiled, they did a 600 square foot home they built.
How sturdy was it, you think?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. But
is it going to blow away in the wind?
They're going to try to make some more homes with this extra large printer. So cool stuff going on.
That is cool. I like that.
At UMaine. Yesterday, Amazon launched free delivery for Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods in 3,500 cities.
Are we one of them?
Yeah.
Really?
Free delivery is relative, though. It's an add-on charge. So it's going to cost you $10 a month on top of your Amazon Prime fee.
So it's not free.
It's $10 a month, and you can get unlimited deliveries for the month. You just have to spend over $35 per delivery for it to kick in. Hmm. Anyone using Snap or EBT can pay $5 for the subscription. So it's a subscription service. $10, your groceries get delivered to you for Whole Foods, no matter how many times. You want to go once a week, you can do that.
Do you do grocery delivery often? I know you do the HelloFresh, but I mean...
Never.
Locally?
I used to do it a lot when I was being lazy. Now I go to the supermarket once a week. I like to pick out my own produce.
Yeah, I know. Because you never know. They might they might not be squeezing the oranges.
Well, my thought is they got to get rid of those at some point. Why not give them to the delivery customers, right? Like, no one's going to pick this in store, so we'll throw it in the, you know, delivery for Whole Foods or Instacart or whatever is doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. But I will say that I think Whole Foods has the most delicious fruit of all the grocery stores.
Really?
And it's obviously more expensive.
I went to a different Hannaford than my normal Hannaford. And oh my God, it was a lot better.
Better?
Yeah, the produce section was like fully stocked. Everything looked like it wasn't hard to find the perfect pepper. It was great.
Wow.
I'm like, I might have to switch up my regular Hannaford. Or it might have just been that I didn't go shopping over the weekend and I went in the middle of the week. It was kind of funny. I was there with all of the, there was just moms and old people in the supermarket. It was me. I went at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. Also, I made a stop at the vitamin shop because I ran out of some vitamins and I had to get this. Tell me if this is insulting because I was a little offended by it. No offense to DoorDash drivers, but I felt like this lady who was working there was saying, I don't look like a person that takes his vitamins. I walked in and she said, can I help you with something? And I said, yeah, I'd like to find this. And I pointed to it on my phone. And she goes, what are you, a DoorDash driver? And I said, no, I want this for myself.
I think it was a joke that didn't land.
No, it was not a joke that didn't land.
Oh, it wasn't like a, what are you, a DoorDash driver? It was like, oh, are you a DoorDash driver?
She's like, what are you doing? Like, maybe the way I said
maybe
it.
Maybe she was just trying to.
And then she was clearly embarrassed when I was like, no, it's for myself. She goes, oh.
Well, I have heard that not all DoorDash drivers, but I have heard that sometimes they go into restaurants and they just hold the phone up to the hostess's
face.
I've
seen that.
So maybe since you got your phone out, she got ready.
I went home.
How many people are DoorDashing vitamins?
That's what I said. I went home and I was like, does it look like I'm somebody that doesn't take vitamins? What's going on here?
Now, I wonder if that employee thought twice about it. Or if I can't spit out what I'm trying to say. I wonder if she went home and she's like in the shower trying to fall asleep and was like, I can't believe I said that.
I hope so.
Or if she never thought about it again.
Oh, no. I feel like.
Did she apologize?
She was like, oh, she felt sincere after, but I think.
She could have said, oh, sorry, I thought you were showing me an order.
No, she definitely gave off the vibe of like, I'm going to go home and think about this in the shower type vibe. For sure.
What was the vitamin?
It was like ginkgo, whatever. It was like an herb. I don't know. My doctor told me to take it. I have no idea why.
It was Viagra. Can you imagine?
Blue Chew. That is 5 Things You Need to Know, made hot in Maine by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com. Maybe it was because I couldn't pronounce it. I was like, ginkgo biloba doba or something like that. She's like, oh, are you a DoorDash driver? I said, no, I'm not. Actually, here's my number for the loyalty club.
Oh. Someone takes their vitamins.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Megan Thee Stallion is facing a lawsuit from a former cameraman who is claiming harassment in a hostile work environment. Emilio Garcia claims he was trapped inside a vehicle in a foreign country and forced to watch Megan have sex with another woman.
This is a bizarre story.
Wow. I feel so bad for him. What a tragic incident. I can't believe he had to endure that. That must have been terrible.
Stop. I mean, I obviously want to believe people when they come forward with stories like this. However, there is evidence that could point to this being a disgruntled former employee.
Possibly. Yeah. He also said he was fat shamed and berated by Megan.
What?
There was one point when he was eating and she was like, do you need to put that in your mouth right now? Do you need more?
Why do I feel like she wouldn't say that?
I don't know. Why do I feel like Lizzo would, but Megan wouldn't?
I don't know.
So he became a full-time cameraman in 2019. He did some work for her in 2018. And then he was reassigned in June of 2023. Basically, after this trip that they took him off of being paid monthly and said, you're going to start getting paid per project. And then the money was not coming in as much as it was before, but he was expected to do the same amount of work, he said. And then eventually by June 2023, they cut him all together. Maybe he's disgruntled that his pay dwindled down a bit. I don't know.
Yeah, and didn't her lawyer say that nothing was filed?
Yeah, the lawyer says this is an employment claim for money with no sexual harassment claim filed and with salacious accusations to attempt to embarrass her. We will deal with this in court. So we'll see how it goes.
Very weird, strange story.
In the meantime, not to cut you off, but Megan, if you're looking for a photographer, we've got a couple cameras. Can help out.
He takes his vitamins.
I take my vitamins.
He has a dry, scratchy throat every morning.
If you want to have sex with women in front of me, I won't file a lawsuit.
All right.
I'm just... Yeah.
This story is just so weird and a little bit uncomfortable.
I'm just saying.
And I want to be delicate with the with my thoughts on it, because if it does come out that this person is telling the truth and it really disturbs them, then I don't want to poo-poo it. You're like, I like girls.
I hope it comes out to be true.
Yeah, let's move on here.
Moore told me I need to stop acting like a creep on the radio.
No, if anything, you've beefed it up. You've gotten more creepy after she told you that. Like, you, it's like you're trying more. You have
what's
like,
wrong with my brain?
I feel like you have this pattern. You're just talking about the paper towels thing.
Yeah, I know.
How you do stuff on purpose.
She's like, you're not a creep in real life. Why are you acting like a creep on the radio? Like, people think you're a creep.
You know what I've realized about you is you're just an oddball.
Thanks. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yesterday, I had an emergency. Haley was on an important phone call, and I was at my desk, and Ryan was the only other person here. I had a feeling like I had a tickle on my head. And you know, you think, oh, there's a bug on my head. But then there's nothing there. Well, I touched my head and there literally was a bug in between my fingertips, and I couldn't scream because Haley was on the phone. So I was like, so I yanked the bug out of my hair. It felt like the width of a black fly or maybe a ladybug, but I could feel its little legs.
Yes.
And I threw it on the ground and I heard it buzzing. And then I was like freaking out because I couldn't find it. I couldn't see it. I couldn't tell where it went, but I could hear it buzzing. So then I come in the studio and my hair, I look like the girl crawling out of the TV in The Ring. Like, my hair was like on my face. And I was like, Ryan, can you tell me if there's a bug in my hair or on my back or on my clothing? And you're taking your sweet time turning around, don't want to help me. And you go, what kind of prank is this? I'm like, I actually need help. Help me now. Help, help, help. And you were like, is this some kind of prank?
No. I thought you put like a fake spider in your head to scare me. Why would you come out of all people? Why would you come into the office where I am?
I don't know. I panicked and I knew that you were in here because I could hear you. So I ran in and I asked you. I, thinking back, should have just gone into the bathroom and looked in the mirror. But I was so scared.
Much better option.
I was so scared. And then after you said, I don't see anything. You go, I thought we were done spending time together for the day. I'm like, okay, remind me to never go to you in a time of need.
We had a pretty tense end to the show, a tense day yesterday. So I didn't know. I thought you were trying to like get at me with this fake bug trick. I had no idea what was going on.
Now Spose is coming at me.
What did he say?
It's not about the bug, but because I used the term poo-poo, he said that that term is like nails on a chalkboard.
Poo-poo?
To him.
You know what I enjoy?
People picking on me and being on your side?
No, I was going to say a poo-poo platter.
Oh, yeah. Delish.
Great. I love poo-poo platters. Kanye West is reportedly expanding his portfolio into the adult film industry.
Oh, my God.
According to TMZ, one of Ye's reps said West is on the cusp of starting Yeezy porn. The representative said West seems dead set on doing it. West allegedly has reached out to Stormy Daniels' ex-husband, Mike Maz, an adult film producer, to lead the project. Just this weekend, he was saying that he was God in that interview. And now he's doing Yeezy porn.
He's the biggest hypocrite on the planet. On every planet.
In the universe?
In the universe.
Speaking of the planet, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305. He's taking his show on the road.
Yee-oh!
Yo! Pitbull is heading to 26 cities for the Party After Dark tour. His special guest is going to be T-Pain, and Lil Jon's going to pop up at a few select stops as well. Saturday, September 14th, the tour stops in Bangor, and tickets are going to be available this Friday.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Love it.
That sounds so, so fun, and I was really looking forward to going, but I realized that same night, I'm in a bachelorette party.
This happens to you every season.
This happens to me every time Pitbull comes to town. I'm like, this is the year I'm going to go, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I have plans that are going to be very fun and memories that will last a lifetime, but I'm like, why does the world, the universe, I mean, not want Pitbull and I?
I don't know.
Together in the same room.
Maybe it knows that we can't handle that energy.
It'd be too powerful. If we were going to be staying nearby, I might be able to swing it to convince the girls to go, because I think the bride would actually really enjoy herself. But we're going to be like almost out of the state.
Where are you going?
We're going to Ogunquit.
Oh.
So we're going
wrong direction.
All the way south. Ow, I just hit my hand. We're going all the way south, and that's north. Womp womp.
Two more stories for Dirty on the 30. WNBA champion Kelsey Plum and NFL star Darren Waller are getting a divorce after 1 year of marriage.
Do we think it's because of the video?
I have no idea about the viral popcorn video. What is it?
No way.
Really? Oh, her eating popcorn on the...
She's like... She's eating the popcorn like a frog?
Yeah. I don't think that's it.
Do you think he got the ick?
He might have got the ick. In a statement, Plum said, "I'm devastated. I walked through fire for that man, but now I see it's time to go. One day I'll share my story. Today is not that day. Thank you for the grace to process my pain, to forgive and move forward."
Well, that's sad.
And then the New York Giants tight end has yet to publicly comment on the split, but on Monday he did share a series of photos from his recent trip to Hawaii. And he captioned it, "Peace of mind is not a destination to reach. It's a state of mind to embrace. Take that as you will." The pair filed a joint divorce petition yesterday in Clark County, Nevada. And they actually met when she plays for the Las Vegas Aces, but he was playing for the Las Vegas Raiders at the time. That's how they met.
I think that video may have had something to do with it. I think it may have been the icing on the cake.
They would have had...
And he's like, "I just can't take this girl anymore."
Super athletic children, for sure. Speaking of WNBA, Caitlin Clark is cashing in with Nike. It's official. The number one pick in this year's WNBA draft has reportedly agreed to an 8-year, $28 million deal. So they were talking 20. It ended up being 28. The contract will be the richest ever signed by a female basketball player. And the deal also promises Caitlin Clark a signature shoe. Clark reportedly received a $16 million 4-year offer from Under Armour and a $6 million bid from Adidas. But she went with the longevity. 8 years, $28 million. Nike cashing in right there. Shouts to Caitlin Clark.
So cool. So impressive. And I like this kind of stuff now after watching the Nike movie. It was very intriguing.
Oh, you did watch the Nike movie.
I really, really enjoyed that movie.
With Ben Affleck, right?
Yeah. And the options and the sneakers and the deals and what's the best one and which one aligns best.
I kept wanting them to show Jordan's
face.
They
never show his face.
They never showed his face. Anyways, it was a pretty solid movie. You should really read.
Read?
Yeah, read the book, the Nike book. What is it? Something dog. Shoe dog? I'm going to mess it
up. Honestly, I might, because that movie was so good.
The book is really good. I highly recommend it. I like the book a lot. That is your Dirty on the 30 Made. Hot and Made by Side by H Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by H Minot Ave in Auburn.
Wake up. We vibe right here. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Hot Radio Made, hello.
I wasn't going to call, but that was my girlfriend that helped you with the vitamins.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, stop it.
He was sore up about it.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I knew it.
I totally fell for it.
I thought I'd call you, ham you up a little bit.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Well, thank you for listening. Keep listening. We're going to be giving away some money in a few minutes here, all right?
Yeah, but you know the best thing I like about your show?
What?
Is that you guys give it as good as you take it.
Oh, thank you.
Like, she'll give it to you, you'll give it back, and I'm sure it's all in good fun.
Yeah,
you know,
we've been like fighting a little bit.
Yeah, we've had some tension this week, but we're good.
All right, yeah, you guys are great.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Bye. All right, what are we going to do to get ready for Brain to Bank? What question do we want to ask, Tara?
Well, Kim Kardashian is going viral because she has someone remove the cardboard sleeve off of her coffee cup before she can drink her Starbucks, because the sound of the cardboard sleeve being removed from the cup is like nails on a chalkboard to her.
Okay.
So she can't do it herself. So
she's rich enough to pay somebody to do that?
Exactly. So that made me think of, what sound is like nails on a chalkboard to you?
What sound is like nails on a chalkboard to you? All right, what do you got?
I can't tolerate the sound of snow pants. So, and I'm being brought back to being in elementary school, and we all put on our snow pants. We're about to have outdoor recess, winter in Maine, and all you can hear is shh, 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 shh. There's just something about that sound that makes my teeth hurt. Like, I have a physical reaction to it. It's like I'm overstimulated. I can't stand the sound of it. I just like can't stand to be around it or hear it. But the sound of windbreaker pants don't bother me because they're thinner. It's like the thickness of the snow pants.
Oh, interesting. So it's only snow pants.
It's only snow pants. And I've never been able to figure it out. But since I was a little kid, when I hear that sound, it physically makes my teeth hurt.
Okay, that's a good answer. 207-807-1104. 207-807-1104. Answer the question, which is?
What sound is like nails on a chalkboard to
you? And we're getting ready to play Brains to Bank for $500. I had a girlfriend one time that hated the sound of paper towels rubbing together. So I used to chase her around the house rubbing paper towels together.
But how would you even figure that out? Because you don't rub paper towels together.
I have no idea. She told it to me and that was her mistake. Granted, things didn't work out between us. Shocker.
Shocking.
For me, though, I'm going to take a recent scenario. I was listening to the Beyonce Cowboy Carter album.
Yeah.
And the Blackbird song, which is a Beatles cover, there's like this tapping in it. And it was driving me crazy when I was driving. I was like, I can't stand the tapping in this song. Why is it tapping? What's wrong with this song? And I actually went and like Googled it and figured it out. It was like Paul McCartney in the original version was tapping.
It's like his actual foot.
It was his actual foot tapping. So to keep like the integrity of the song, Beyonce tapped her foot in the version that she did. But it sounds terrible. I don't care about that artist's integrity.
I know. You told me this and then I had my first listen and it didn't bother me at all.
Oh, it drove me crazy. Well, you know what? Snow pants swishing don't drive me crazy either. So
I know. Everyone has their own little thing.
Alicia in Sanford, what sound is like nails on a chalkboard to you?
People's teeth hitting the fork or spoon when they're eating, or even when you're cooking, if you're using like something metal on a pan, even though you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Drives me wild.
Ugh.
Well, sometimes you don't mean to. And if you accidentally bite your fork and it makes that sound, I think, I don't know, that's another thing that sends shivers down my spine. It's like,
that's even worse. My whole body, I'll get shivers through my whole body.
Yeah, it's not supposed to happen.
You did it to yourself, though.
It was an accident.
Linda in Biddeford, what sound is like nails on a chalkboard to you?
Okay, so it's not really a sound, but I grew up to my mom like rubbing, it's like a certain material, you know, like silk?
Yeah.
Yep. You rub it like together. It gives me that feeling, like that ugh feeling.
Really? Because silk is supposed to be nice and soft.
No, and my best friend does it too with, you know, like the little baby blankies with like an animal head on it. And
yes.
They're small, but they have that weird material on the inside. She rubs it too now and it drives me nuts.
It's like a silk ribbon on those, right? Like some sort of...
Yeah, it's like weird. It's like the inside. The other side is like soft, like mm-hmm. a blankie. And then on the inside, it's like that silky material. And I'm like, for some reason, it gives me that cringe feeling.
Yeah, that's so interesting because it's supposed to be nice and soft and cozy.
Not a loud noise either.
Oh, and I can't even wear it. I can't even wear it because I can't touch the material.
Wow.
Interesting. All right.
I was like, it's not quite a sound, but it's a feeling. And I'm weird with feelings.
All right. It's time for us to play Brains for Bang, Tara.
Did you do the trivia today?
No, I didn't. Oh, you really are going to let me?
Yeah, you got to come up with a question.
No, come on. It's your gig. You're so good at it.
No, I didn't do it.
You're way better than I am.
I didn't do it.
No, I know you got it on a notes app over there. I'm sure it's ready to go.
It's not ready to go, so we could do caller number 10, but there's no
207-807-1104. Caller number 10, you got to answer Tara's trivia question correctly within 5 seconds, and you could win $500. 207-807-1104. How do you expect to get to right the ship, to get in back on good terms if we're going tit for tat, where you're like, no, I'm not going to do it. It's not very positive.
I don't care. Teach you a little lesson.
207-807.
How much I do every morning.
1104. Call right now. It's hot.
He's watching reels.
Brains for
full
bank.
Full volume.
Brains for bank. Hot mornings. Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Who's this?
This is Amanda from Saco.
Amanda in Saco.
You gonna ask her the question?
I was hoping she would be like, yeah, that's me.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember me. I said I was Lady Luck last time. So I was like
Yeah, you won this last season, right?
I don't know. I'm not gonna tell you.
That's well, you're not on our 30-day list, so you're fine.
Serious.
Amanda, tell us what sound is like nails on a chalkboard to you.
My friends do this to me and I feel like they do it on purpose. If we're like in the car and I have music going, they'll watch like TikTok. The two sounds at once, like the two different sounds at once, makes me want to punch people in the face. Like,
I totally.
It's the flavor of autism that I got. I can't do it.
I totally relate. Rewind to about an hour ago. This was happening right here in the studio. The station was blasting and Ryan was blasting reels on his phone. And I said, okay, turn something down. I can't. I couldn't think straight. I kept forgetting what I was trying to do.
Yeah, my friend will literally sit there, like, at our house and watch TikToks with the TV on. And I'm like, can you just...
One or the other. One?
Yeah. It drives me insane.
I get it.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. By the way, it drives me insane when I'm not doing it, when somebody else is doing it.
That's just the way it goes.
Brian, you need to make two sounds at once. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just saying it's okay when I do something, but when somebody else does it, which is probably like a deeper issue that I should speak to somebody about.
That's a therapy issue, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Amanda, are you ready to do Brains to Bank here? Our call number 10.
Let's try it.
All right. Let's see here. Even though Tara said that she didn't do the questions, I knew that she did do the questions.
She was fibbing. I knew it.
She had him.
I did it. I did my job.
She had it tucked away. She was just playing a tough guy there for a little bit.
I knew she wouldn't like leave it completely not done.
No, that'd be a little too stressful.
No. No. So we have a question, and here's how it works. We're going to give you the question. You'll have 5 seconds to answer. You answer correctly within the 5 seconds. $500 is going to be yours. You answer incorrectly or after the buzzer goes off, money rolls over, $600 next time. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. What federal holiday is observed on November 11th?
Veterans Day.
Ooh, close. You got it in during the buzzer. I heard Veterans Day. Is Veterans Day correct? Hey, you got it correct. Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
We're excited for you. You got $500. Woo! Congratulations. $500 richer.
Our first winner.
Yes. And this, like, so if I would have gotten this wrong, I worked for a law firm that like helps veterans. So
you
like,
would have had to quit your job and move away.
I would have had to tell my boss. I would have been like, oh my God, I can't work. Like the 5 years I put in, it means nothing.
Yeah, oh my God.
That would have been bad.
Well, congratulations, Amanda. $500 richer. What are you going to spend the money on?
I have recently like gotten into like gaming. So I'm going to like spend it on games.
Games? What? Like, give me a game.
So like me and my friend, like I'm doing multiple. So me and my friend are playing Overcooked 2 right now. Okay. And we're obsessed and we're yelling at each other and we're saying yes, Steph. And then I'm also getting into like Magic the Gathering. Don't hate me. I know it's nerdy, but it's actually really fun.
I've heard of Magic the Gathering, but I didn't hear the first one. What's the name of the first game?
Overcooked 2. It's a video game.
Overcooked 2.
Oh, Overcooked.
I'm going to have to check that one out.
It's super. So we play it on the Switch. It's super, super fun. But like,
it looks so cute.
It is so cute. But like, if you like, you have to have a good bond with the person you play with because things will get really, really bad.
So, Tara, we can't play together.
No, I don't think we could.
All right.
No, you guys should never play together.
All right, fair enough. All right. Brains for Bank is made hot in Maine by People's Choice Credit Union. Use your brain. Do your banking with People's Choice. You'll get personal local support and get on track for a better financial future. People'sChoiceCreditUnion.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Congratulations. $500 richer, Amanda.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Sorry, you know what today is?
I actually don't. What is today?
It is Scream Day. Scream Day has been created to help the millions of people who need to let out that pent-up frustration. Scream Day could bring some awareness to the health benefits of letting out a big bellow, whether choosing to do it in the shower, in the car, in a closet, or into a pillow. Letting out a scream can be therapeutic and stress-reducing. Do you ever just sit in your car and let out a good scream?
I just scream regularly, whether it's happy, sad, angry, or excited. I love to scream, especially now that I have a dog. I'd be like, go kitty, 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 kitty.
That's not a scream. You know what a scream is. When you're in the car and you're frustrated and you let it out.
Oh my God, punching the table, making things fall over
Jeez.
Here. No, but I know that you said recently that you felt like you needed to do that. You felt like you needed to go get in your car and scream. But I'm scared if you do it right now, you're actually going to lose your voice because it's been hanging on by a thread.
It has been, but it's Scream Day and who am I to turn down the holiday? You do it first and then I'll do it.
I don't want to hurt my throat.
I'll count you down.
I'm trying to think of what kind of scream I want to do.
You got to let out the frustration. We've had a little tension this week. Let it out.
Oh, so it should be a frustration scream or should it be like a Halloween?
No. This isn't Halloween. Halloween's in October. We'll do another one then. This is let out the frustration. Ready?
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Ah!
Give me a Halloween one. I think you could do a Halloween. Yeah, there you go. That's better.
I asked your preference. You chose wrong. Not my problem.
I thought you would have a little more passion in the frustration because I've heard
usually
your Halloween
when I
scream.
Have like a frustration one, it's more of like a groan. Like I'll be like, ooh!
Oh, that was good. That was better.
I slam my bedroom door and I say, I hate my parents. Life is unfair. Are you going to do any?
Yeah, count me down. I'll try it. I may lose my voice and you'll have to do the show the rest of the week.
Okay. Oh, God. 3, 2, 1.
Ah!
Weak.
Ah!
No, it sounds like Bert and Ernie. You're like, ah! You're Eminem! Ah! That's what you sound like.
Just lose it.
Yes. How about try to scream like a girl?
Ah!
Better than I thought. Ah!
Yikes.
That's how you were acting towards me Monday and yesterday. Everything I said, you were like, ah, I'm scared.
Don't hurt me. 207-807-1104. I will take the first caller and we'll hook you up with some tickets to see Rome Streets, Terminology, and Sky Zoo. Sanford show's going down, Pilots Cove. It's a hip-hop show. First person to get through, we're going to make you scream for Let Out a Scream Day, and then we'll hook you up with the tickets. Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings, Ryan DeLon, Tara Fox. You trying to win some hip-hop tickets from us?
Yeah, with Sky Zoo and Terminology.
All right, let's do it. We're going to hook you up with a pair. Congratulations.
Oh, are you for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Jamal. Just moved to Maine a couple of years ago from Massachusetts.
You're from Mass. Where you stay at in Maine?
Portland, man.
All right. Nice. What's up? So this Saturday, you're making the trip down to Sanford to see Rome Streets, Term, Sky Zoo. It's going to be a good hip-hop show.
I'm super excited for it. Miniature Ganja Mecca with some of the best hip-hop I've heard in a while, man.
Nice.
Really impressed.
It is National Scream Day, so we need you to scream for us.
Oh, just straight out scream?
Just give us a scream. Let out the frustration.
Yeah, I'm in my apartment. I live with old people. Hold on one second, man. Oh, my God. You're going to have me go outside and scream on the Eastern Promenade.
You could do it into a pillow.
Okay. I can do that. Yeah.
Ready? I'll count you down. You tell me when you're ready.
All right, let's do this.
3, 2, 1.
The sound cut out a little bit.
Congratulations. Hold tight. I'm going to get your information in a second. You'll be good to go.
All right, awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.